1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And we forgot to tell you about our number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, which is available, our CD, our album. It's available on CD and vinyl. We have a special picture disc vinyl available for you at 877-616-7445. All of the money goes to benefit My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. 877-616-7445 to get the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 album, either CD or vinyl. And here's all you do. Well, you call, and then you pay the money. Did I already give them all the information they need? Oh, Visa, MasterCard, or a check. And we've, to date, made $26,665. $26,665 in the sale of the Phil Hendry CD. So that's very cool. I'd also like to mention somebody who we all know here at the Phil Hendry Show and at KFI in L.A., Steve Eicher. We want to wish Steve a get well because he got sick, and we want Steve to do... You know, to go out and keep kicking rear end for the Phil Hendry Show because he does such a good job. So get well, Steve. It's time for Southern California Lifestyles. I almost forgot because this is Thanksgiving weekend. Southern California Lifestyles, which features Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She's on our Fall-tacular line, and a happy Fall-tacular, Bobby.
Happy Fall-tacular, Phil, and we're really excited about this year's Fall-tacular at Western Estates.
Now, the Fall-tacular, and by the way, we call it Southern California Lifestyles. Why?
Phil, yeah, we call it Southern California Lifestyles because most people would, if they had a choice, and if they had enough money, they'd live in Southern California and enjoy the beautiful lifestyle that we have. That's if they had enough money. And if they had enough education to survive a highly competitive job market, they'd live here. But you know what? Not everyone can live in Southern California. There is a limited housing market. But you can imagine yourself as being a Southern California resident. You can pattern your life after those of us who live here. And that's why we call it Southern California Lifestyles.
All right. Now, the Fall-tacular is the night before Thanksgiving, and you have a big dinner dance there at your community center?
Yes, Phil. Our Fall-tacular is a dinner dance. We also have a silent auction. We have a crowning of our Fall-tacular king and queen. Last year it was Steve and I. And
congratulations.
Well, thank you. And we're hoping for more of the same this year. Go Team Dooley. And also, our theme this year, Phil, is Fall-tacular 2000, an explosion of color. And also, our theme for our dance is Rock On, and we're going to rock out this year to the sound of the Corvairs, a wonderful 50s band. And then, of course, we have our Fall-tacular crowning. So, this is so much.
You're really running yourself ragged, huh?
Oh, Phil, there is so much to do, and so little time to do it in. We haven't had a lot of help this year, but we are looking forward to having a good Fall-tacular. I know you know Susan Rubisk, Phil. I was told she was ill, and
Susan is.
Yes, and I thought, oh my God, what is it? Because her children play with my children. And I got the word from Colleen Dunphy. She said that Susan was ill. And I thought, oh, my God, what is it? And I know that whatever she's got, she could give to her children. And, you know.
And then her kids give it to your kids because I know they play together.
Then her kids give it to my kids. And then, oh, my sweet God, what is it? You know, what has she got? So I was so really angry. I went over to her house because I wanted to know what she got.
When did you hear that she was sick?
I found out about this late last week. So I went over to her house to find out what she had and if she needed any antibiotic. And I found out that she had what she thought was an illness. I can tell you something, it's not an illness in our house.
Well, what did she have?
She told me, well... You know something? She asked me not to say anything. I don't know, but
all right. If she asked you not to say anything, dear, then don't say it. Okay.
Well, I'm torn. I don't know what to.
Well, if she told you not to say anything, then I would not. Was she sick?
Well, no, I don't think she's sick. That's why I don't see any problem with telling you.
Well, you don't think she's sick?
No, I don't. I really don't, Phil. I went over there because I heard she was ill. I said, "What have you got?" She said, I have, you know, I'm, you know.
I don't know, and I don't think that I want to know. I mean, but you say...
Well, I don't think she's ill, Phil. That's why I don't... I really don't think there's any problem, and I think I've heard a lot about this. Let me tell you something, Phil.
Please, Bobby, you know what? It's better that you don't say anything.
No, I really do, because I think there is too much of this negativity. She says she has depression and that she's on medication.
I really wish you wouldn't have said that.
You know something, Phil? You know what? I think there's too much negativity. I said to her, all you have is a smile that's been turned upside down. And
you know what? Did she say she's depressed and she's on medication?
Yes. And I said to her, you know what? You have a smile that's been turned upside down. What you need is...
Bobby, hold on for a minute.
No, Phil, really. What she needs...
Hold on for just a second, okay?
Yes.
Depression is a serious illness. It is a serious illness. It can be...
Phil, it is a lot of negative thinking. It's a lot of defeatism. It's the way losers think. We don't recognize depression in the Dooley home. And when I found out she was sick, and I said, oh, my God, what is it? I found out it wasn't anything at all. What we call depression, Phil, we call in the Dooley house stinking thinking. That's what... You know that, Steve?
Yeah, we call it stinking thinking, Phil.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Real good.
All right, you guys may call it stinking thinking, and you may think that depression isn't a disease. I can tell you it is. I can tell you there are people on medication.
Well, Phil, I don't doubt that she's been given medication. We don't recognize it, okay? And I'll tell you something right now. There are so many things at Western Estates that we have to be happy about. So-called depression is a state of mind. And
I got to interrupt you again and tell you something.
You need to make lemonade out of lemons, Phil. And when
okay, hold on. I got to tell you something. This is extremely confidential information, okay?
Susan is a dear friend of mine.
I know she's a friend of yours. You can't come out and tell... You're on a radio station right now. We're broadcasting to some 75 markets all over the country, okay?
Yes.
You're telling people she has depression and that she's on medication.
You know what, Phil?
No, but do you understand what you're doing here?
You know what? I think that we should bring this out into the light of day. You know,
you think we should bring out the fact that your friend is depressed and is on medication into the light of day?
Phil, I stopped by her house this morning, and I had some of the posters that we're going to use for our fall-tacular. You outline your hand, and you make a turkey. Okay, and there she was feeling sorry for herself.
Bobby.
Listen to me, Phil. There she was feeling sorry for herself. This with less than 48 hours to go before the fall-tacular. And you know what I did? I grabbed her by the lapels, and I pulled her to her feet, Phil. And I am telling you...
Bobby.
Listen to me. I slapped her right across the face, and I said, slap out of it. Step out of it. That's what you do with someone...
Bobby, it is endogenous, it is biochemical depression if a doctor's got her on medication, okay? You're not...
That's what you do with someone who's depressed. You pull them up and you slap them across the face and you say, snap out of it. If life gives you chicken poop, you make chicken salad. And Phil, I will tell...
Bobby, you cannot cheer up a person who has serious depression by saying, if life gives you chicken crap, make chicken salad, okay? You can't do it. And yet...
You know something, Phil? You're really... I don't know if I should say this or not on your show.
What?
You're really talking like a loser, aren't you?
You know, if you want to offend me...
No, but you really are. You're talking like a loser, okay? We have 48 hours to go before the fall-tacular. And she is supposed to be making the turkey posters. I gave her bunting to sew. You are really... Why are you Mr. Krabby Appleton?
I'm not trying to be Krabby Appleton. I'm trying to tell you that if your friend has depression... Let me give our phone number out here. 1-800-449-8686. There may be other people out there that suffer from it. I don't know. But I don't even know that I want to put them on the air. They're probably... This will just bum them out even more. If your friend is depressed...
Phil, if you are... If life gives you chicken stuff, you make chicken salad. Okay, and I'll tell you right now...
You don't slap him across the face.
Well, you know what I did? I marched right into her bathroom, and I threw all the medicine down the toilet, the Zoloft and the Prozac, because...
Oh, my God.
Phil, Susan Rubis, you are going to be okay. And she has doctors recommending electroshock.
Oh, my God. This is a serious, serious problem that, Bobby, I'm...
Phil...
Hey, Mr. Henry, you know, you spend a lot of time lecturing to my wife.
Yeah?
Let me just tell you something. what Bobby did was for the good of Susan Rubis. We've known Susan for at least 2 years, and she had never been depressed.
Look at Steve. This woman is depressed. She has medication. Your wife walked in and threw her medication down into the toilet.
You got to make chicken salad out of the chicken poo.
Hey, real swell, man. Let's make some chicken salad out of the chicken poo. Hold on for a minute. You know that Susan Rubis. You got her number there, Mike? I'd like you to call her, make sure she's okay. Because I got Bobby Dooley going over to her house today, throwing all of her medication down the toilet, and then slapping her across the face. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, is on the line, and this is Southern California Lifestyles. I know that we're talking about the lifestyles, you know, and different things that are going on. Now, the Fall-tacular is tomorrow night at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, you're the chairperson.
Phil, for the third year in a row, I am the chairperson, and Steve is as well, and we are the reigning king and queen of the Fall-tacular. But there will be a new king and queen. And
yeah, but I want to get back to your friend Susan Rubisk, who was supposed to help you with the planning of this, and she fell ill with depression. And
so to say that she is ill with depression legitimizes her loser mentality. And
nothing I'm saying is sinking into you, okay?
I understand that people suffer from depression. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. But all you have to do is take that frown and turn it upside down. And all she has to do was to make an outline of her hand to make a turkey. How hard is that?
Look, if you're depressed, okay?
I brought the posters over to her. So let me play a song for you. And Craig Taylor, I think, has that.
I don't want to hear a song, all right?
Listen to this. Listen to this. This is so wonderful.
Think I'll go for a walk outside now.
What is this? What is this?
Listen to the words, okay? Because it's... Hold on. Rays, everybody's laughing. Sunshine day.
Everybody's laughing.
That's what we're talking about, okay?
Okay, but you know what? If I was depressed and I heard that, I'd freaking put an axe right through the stereo.
Oh, my God, aren't you hostile? Oh, my God.
And you know, I would.
Well, I tell you something, Phil. I think that it's all a state of mind. Make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
I you got a friend who's depressed. I don't know. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I was just I'm a little upset with what she's talking about.
I have
depression.
Have you heard this song?
I've heard that song before. Thanks.
Isn't that sweet though?
It's a great song. I enjoy it.
That's
you know?
What I'm talking about. I'm talking about...
No. Listen. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm talking about is I get depressed. My father died when I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
best friend was killed in a car accident a year later.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my doctor because I was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I was always upset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm a loser.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact I'm not a loser.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great life. Because my father died,
right.
and because
mm-hmm.
my best friend was killed in a car accident,
mm-hmm.
I have.
Oh my God!
Know,
I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Yeah, well, but you know what? You know what you do, when your father is killed. You go.
My father was not killed. My father died of cancer.
Oh, okay. Well, you just say, you know, let's take that frown and turn it upside down.
No. You don't just say, let's take that frown and turn it upside down.
You know, not when your father is dead, okay?
No, listen.
You know something?
When your father is dead, you have to worry
loser,
about...
Loser, loser,
me,
loser,
Bobby.
Loser, 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 loser.
Bobby, shut up and listen.
Listen to me.
How dare you?
When your father is dead...
Oh, my God, how dare you?
Listen
okay,
to
I'm...
Me.
I'm
when your father is dead, you have to worry about...
Oh, my
about,
God.
I have to worry about my mother. I have to worry about...
Will you turn that off, Craig?
That song is not going to solve my problem.
No, but you know something? Susan Rubisk is sitting at her home right now feeling sorry for herself.
She could be doing like turkey posters.
She's feeling sorry for herself because you threw all her medicine down the toilet. How dare you do something like that? Who do you think you are?
Are you supposed to be a Blue Lou forever? Is that what we're supposed to... A Blue Lou.
What's that?
That's someone who's always down in the dumps. Everybody's got to pick you up.
Don't you understand that there is such a thing as chemical depression whereby people...
Turn that off! It's not
making me feel good, okay?
Yeah, it's kind of annoying now. It's getting old.
You know, I'm afraid to talk too much to both of you.
Well, then you should be, because you talk too much in the first place.
I don't want your loser mentality rubbing off on me.
I'm not a loser, Bobby. I am a very confident, I have a lot of integrity. I am a very smart, very good-looking person. Not that that has anything to do with it. But you know what? Some of the things in my life that happened to me allowed me to become depressed. And you know what? It's not my fault. Sometimes in people's brains, their chemicals just don't work as well as some other people's. Thank God you're you.
Do you know what you
should
do?
Turn my frown upside down?
No, you should go dancing. Have you gone dancing?
I do. As a matter of fact,
isn't
I'm an Irish step dancer.
Isn't it fun? Oh, it sure is fun.
Yeah. And guess what?
Wait a minute. If you're depressed, you don't want to go dancing. This girl's not depressed right now. Why, ma'am? You're on medication right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But that doesn't mean that when I'm not on the medication, I'm depressed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Because you take your frown and turn it upside down.
No, it's because...
Holy God.
You're a...
You get out of here with Sunshine Day.
Yeah, Bobby, that's a great song, but it doesn't really have anything to do with someone when something bad happens in their life. You can't really listen to that song and everything's okay all of a sudden. That's not how it happens. Now it's just annoying.
What the hell? All right, thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800, what was that?
See, doesn't that make you feel better?
No, that frightened me. It frightened the living hell out of me.
That picks me up.
What was that?
Just singing.
Well, it's scaring me, so stop it. I said to stop it. St. Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to talk about Bobby. She must be a moron if she thinks she can practice medicine by stopping someone's prescription where a doctor gave it to him. Only a doctor can stop it, or the patient themselves. If you stop certain medications that people are taking for depression, they can be thrown into a fit of suicidal rage.
And if you want
to accept that responsibility, or if
face.
She does some harm to herself, then you could be held liable. And I would recommend that Susan, if she does do something, file charges against you in a criminal action and a civil action because you have no business whatsoever throwing away someone's medication. I was depressed for 17 years.
All right, is everybody giving a speech here? What's going on, okay?
Well, this man doesn't want to listen. He wants to talk.
I wanted to get my point in. You're right.
Well, you know something? That girl, all I had to do was pull her up and slap her across the face.
You're a moron.
Slap her out of it. Well, I do.
Yeah.
I do the same for you.
Well, I'm glad that you did, because I have a wonderful life now after taking the medication for 3 years because of the serotonin imbalance in my body.
Well, you know something? Perhaps, just perhaps, all you needed was for someone to come up to you and slap you across the face.
No, I know that I didn't need that lived with it for more than 17 years, and no one really knew I was depressed until I got to the point I wanted to kill myself.
Well, did they belt you across the face?
No, they didn't slap me across the face.
There you go.
That doesn't solve anything. If you think slapping someone would rectify a depression problem, you need to hang a shingle out on your roof and let people come in for depression counseling, and you do what you want to do to them and see how successful you'll be.
How does this song make you feel?
Well, I really can't understand because you're playing it so loud. It doesn't really make me feel one way or the other. It's my outlook on life that makes me feel good.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. With me is Bobby Dooley, president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She has a very seriously depressed friend who can't help her with the fall-tacular celebration that they're going to be having tomorrow night. Her friend is so depressed, in fact, that she is dropped out of planning for this party. And Bobby, you went over to her house, you took her medication, threw it down the toilet, pulled her to her feet, and slapped her across her face. And that's your way of dealing with depressed people.
Phil, what I said was, I do not believe that depression is a disease. I think it's a blue loo. I think it's a frown that's been turned upside down. And I think
a frown turned up, you mean a smile?
A smile turned upside down. She needs to turn her frown upside down.
And so all these platitudes that you've got, and
so, you know something? We have a room in our house. I have three boys. And when they feel blue, when they're a blue loo, when they're feeling, you know, a little wilted, like a wilted flower, I put him into our, what we call our sunshine room. And we watch Laurel and Hardy movies, and we have Sylvester the Cat, and we have fun, and we listen to this song, Phil. And
oh, boy, Bobby, I can't.
Just listen.
Clowns never left before, and beanstalks never grew.
You see, turn that smile.
Before,
turn that smile right side up. You just have a frown. Your frown's a smile turned upside down.
Artists never drew.
And just, you know.
Snow never fell.
What are you doing, man? I mean, the lady is, didn't you say she had electroshock?
Yes, she had electroshock. But you know what? A little bit of electroshock. Forget it. This is better than any electroshock.
My life begins.
You got that right.
As I met.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Well, what is it supposed to mean?
Well, nothing. I was just making a...
You know something, Phil? I have a friend who I am trying to help out. What's that crack about that lovely song supposed to mean? Play it again, Craig.
Laughed before, and beanstalks never...
Now, what did that crack mean?
I just meant when you said it beats electroshock, I said you're right.
Meaning?
Meaning, like, listening to that song is like getting a million volts through the head.
So, in other words, you want to be a sadistic, sick...
The only person I think is sadistic is you, taking that poor woman's medication and throwing it down the toilet.
Phil, she has a smile turned upside down.
Well, oh, man, maybe. Enola, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Pennsylvania, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah.
Bobby,
mm-hmm.
I just have a request,
mm-hmm.
if you just wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have listened to your what you've had to say,
mm-hmm.
and I asked you to respect what I have to say,
mm-hmm.
and if you wouldn't mind not playing the music and just allowing me to say
mm-hmm.
what I need to say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you
mm-hmm.
very much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. But you know, you don't control the conversation.
Please, Bobby.
You don't control the conversation. You know that, right?
Well, you've controlled it for the past hour, so I really would like to have what I have to say. I've asked you nicely.
I'm here, Bobby. What?
Am I the guest?
Yes, you are our guest.
Then why?
Well, I was invited in.
Is she telling me?
I was invited in.
No, but
Bobby.
I'm the guest.
All right.
Let
well,
the lady in
okay,
Pennsylvania
guest,
say.
Please allow me to talk.
Let the
if
woman
you don't
in
mind.
Pennsylvania talk, okay?
All right.
Because she is calling in. She may have a question.
You know, you sound really sad. You know
me?
That? Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't play games with me, Bobby. Please allow
never
me to.
Left before.
Turn that music off.
All right. I was once a person like Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I did not believe that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was a lady in our church that was in depression,
mm-hmm.
and I could not understand for the life of me why she couldn't pull out of it.
She was Prussian?
Well, then, a couple years later,
she wasn't
it
Prussian.
To
she
me.
Was, yeah.
It happened to me. And I, too, had friends like Bobby who came in, ripped my medication from me, came in and told me, get up, do what you know we tell you to do. And after I'd feel a little better, what I would just say to them is, please don't
mm-hmm.
do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap your arms around me
mm-hmm.
or help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the fact that Bobby does try to help her children right away when she sees that they're unhappy.
Yes.
She pulls them into a room and tries to help them to see a better way. And that is wonderful
mm-hmm.
if you catch it at an early time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're over a point where your friend is right now, that's when you need... Some people are at a point where they need counseling,
mm-hmm.
and some people are at a point where they need counseling and antidepressants. And that's where I was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do not regret ever having to go through depression.
Mm-hmm.
counseling that I had will benefit me for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree with you that it is negative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But see, sometimes when you're in depression, it magnifies itself three times what it
mm-hmm.
is. So, Bobby, what I'd recommend to you
mm-hmm.
is don't slap your friend. Just
mm-hmm.
go over and hug her.
Mm-hmm.
Take those things over for Thanksgiving and allow her and draw them with her.
Mm-hmm.
Be
mm-hmm.
with her in
mm-hmm.
this, just like you are with your children. Be with her in
oh,
that.
Will you stop it with that song?
And that's
I'm
all I
this...
had to say,
mm-hmm.
Phil.
Mm-hmm.
I really...
Look, I don't
help your friend.
A
don't be a negative person.
Well, don't be
and
a
that's
blue
what
Lou.
I see you being as negative.
You're, no, you're being a
Phil,
blue
I'm going to hang up,
you're
okay?
You're being a blue Lou. Don't be a blue Lou.
I'm not a blue Lou. I'm a happy person, thank you. A lot happier
mm-hmm.
than you are showing yourself to be tonight.
You know something? I am trying
thanks a lot,
to
Phil.
Uplift
bye-bye.
Susan Rubisk, who lives in West... Oh, and she hung up. Who's depressed, Phil? Really, who's depressed?
I think you're rude playing that song. I hate that song. I hate it.
This isn't making you feel better.
I met you. No, I hate it, hate it, hate it. I hate it. Stop it.
You're a sick blue Lou.
All right, I'm blue Lou.
That lady hung up, Phil. She's depressed.
Well, maybe she's just all in her mind the way you are. Go over and take her medication and throw it in the toilet. Santa Cruz on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I have two comments.
You know, I really don't like the rude behavior tonight.
Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I have a comment for you.
Yeah?
With friends like you, who needs enemies? First
oh, that's,
of all, how,
oh, that's profound.
Who, no, who do
never
you
heard
think
that
you
before.
Are going over to your so-called friend's home and mm. throwing away medication that was subscribed to her?
You know, you're
just
all
like
ruining
the woman
my
said,
attitude.
And also, you know what? You don't even want to listen to anybody.
You're ruining
you are
my
trying
attitude.
To talk to you, and the whole time, all you're sitting here saying is, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
what about
mm-hmm,
my faultacular?
And playing this ridiculous music.
What about our faultacular?
Excuse me?
What about the faultacular that we have to get the
button? Get on with it! Go find somebody else! You know what? Your friend needs help. She doesn't need somebody like you coming over there and causing her possibly to kill herself tonight.
The faultacular.
Who do you think you are?
The faultacular.
It'll go on, honey. It will go on. Your friend needs your help.
Hello, we have less than 48
she
hours.
She doesn't have a friend. You know what? I hope that she disowns you as a friend because, like I said, who needs enemies with people like you?
Okay, can I ask you a question now that you've given me a lecture? When she promised to make the turkey posters and she's not coming through, who do I blame for that?
What are you talking about? Who are you going to blame? She's sitting there with
so
depression.
Ridiculous.
You know, the faultacular falls the day before Thanksgiving. We have 100 families. And
okay, and
no,
if you
get
have...
get over it!
Get over what?
They'll get over not having their little five turkey posters.
You know something? We had this song playing. I went outside, I had a boombox.
I am tired of hearing that song play.
You know, I played this for her.
You know what? She needs
she
more
was...
than a song, sweetheart.
You know what?
She needs that medication that you threw down the toilet. So
no,
how,
she...
who,
no.
how dare you
she
do that?
She needs to turn her frown upside down.
No, no.
Will you knock it
you
off?
You have
with the...
not a clue what you are talking
mm-hmm.
about. And when you
mm-hmm.
go to psychology school,
mm-hmm.
come back and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have no idea what you could have done to your friend.
I like the fact that you're calling me sweetheart, at least.
What planet are you from?
I come from the planet Earth, thank you very much.
Well, you know what? People
you know,
on this planet,
planet
Earth,
Earth
do not treat their friends
the
way
stone
that you are
from the sun.
Never
you're not a friend.
Before.
You're an enemy.
Wise men never knew.
I come from a happy planet Earth. What sad,
well, your
depressed
friend
planet
needs help. Your friend needs help, and she needs to be
you come
have
from the
support
planet
of her friends.
You come from sad planet.
Pardon?
Okay, thank you very much. Sad planet.
She does. She comes from a sad place.
I can't take the music anymore, okay? I am so depressed. Turn it off!
Don't be a blue Lou.
I'm a blue Lou, okay? Look at me. I'm a blue Lou. I'm ending it all tonight. I'm ending it all tonight.
My dream came true.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The world spins.
Who's got
my
a gun? You got the. Turn it off!
As I may.
Turn it off!
You live on Uranus.
Never
planet.
I may live. Turn it off! Turn it off!
I never loved before.
Turn it off! Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. And I'm just saying that that's what you should do. We're back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I'm just saying you don't take a woman's depression medication, Bobby, and throw it down a toilet. Do you understand?
You know something, Phil? You and your callers have bored me so much, I'm seriously depressed.
You know what I do right now?
What?
What do you think I'm doing right now?
What do I think you're doing right now? What?
I have the barrel of a gun in my mouth.
You have the barrel of a gun in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Don't screw around, okay?
Oh, is it going to screw around? All right, hey.
Hello? Okay, great. I guess now you have to place a call to the Dooley home to find out if her brains are all over the kitchen wall. That is unbelievable. Craig, I'm not kidding, man. Somebody better call that house and find out whether she's okay or not. Because now all of a sudden I'm scared. Call the house. Because if she pulled the trigger, and it's possible that there has been some kind of a death there, I don't think I'd ever be... I couldn't forgive myself. Now make sure that you...
Never
turn it off! Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Hey, here's something that'll get you to blow your brains clear out of your skull. Driving tomorrow. And guess what? I don't think I'm talking out of school when I mention that our very dear friend Melissa Morgan and her fiancé Mark, they're driving to Modesto tomorrow night. You gotta be nuts. Did he talk you into that? You know, you seem like a woman who's in charge of her own home. You seem like a woman, no guy runs you around. No guy tells you what to do. You seem like you might crack the whip in that relationship, Melissa. But you got Mark driving you to Modesto tomorrow, bloody night. That's wild. Do you know how long that's going to take? Frankly, now, seriously, I was talking to Maria this morning, and she said to me that you guys will have a good time of it because most of the driving is going to be tomorrow afternoon. And I walked and I told Melissa that this morning. I said, good news. I talked to Maria, and she said, most of the people will be on the road tomorrow afternoon. You guys leave tomorrow night. You're going to be fine. And Melissa said, no, it took Mark 46,000 hours last. You know, he left at like 7. He died on the road. He was a carcass on a highway. Okay, great. Well, I'm glad I brought that little bit of good news to you.
Jeez. And
then I played this song,
true. And
she felt better. God. So we have, like I told you, we've got 20 people coming over, and the Swede just confirmed. So the Swede has confirmed. That means that I'm going to be in charge of cooking 2 13-pound turkeys on that big Lynx grill of mine. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, I have some trepidation about it. I've never done that before. I've never barbecued. Craig says the answer is to start drinking early. Start drinking early and just baste it with whatever's in the bottle. Just keep on drinking. Pour a little of it over the turkeys. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, my father-in-law barbecues turkeys every year. That's his thing. He barbecues every year. It's on the grill. But what we got is this big rotisserie. I can slide 2 13-pound birds on this sucker. And I just tried it out last week. I mean, the motor works. It's turning around and around and around. You know, it's, I guess I had it, but I haven't tested anything out on the barbecue, so won't I look like a schmuck? I'll tell you what, we've always got the oven to use. I mean, and it's 4 hours either way. But I got to stick these birds in there, and I have to stand there and cook these things all afternoon because it says you got to baste them every 15 minutes. Well, what kind of a deal is that? That means I got to stand outside in the shivering cold, in the rain, in the sleet. Oh, it is California. Well, in the rain... And sit there and baste turkeys all afternoon? You better believe I'm going to pop a beer. Maybe even 2. I might even go for 3. I'm going to really, I'm pulling out the stops. A beer? Forget it. And guess what game we have on Sunday? What is the game on Thursday? Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. Detroit and Minnesota. Am I right or am I wrong about that? Okay. Why do I got to look at Detroit every Thanksgiving Day? Why do I have to look at them every Thanksgiving Day? Why?
Well, it's tradition. Well, that's just dandy.
Get them out of here. Every year, that team. It's tradition. Detroit plays every Thanksgiving. And it just so happens that Detroit's one of the worst teams in the league. I know they're 7-4, and everybody thinks they're going to go for great guns and big things. I know they beat the Giants, and I know they beat the Bucks. Guess what? They ain't going no place. Every year I got to look at that ball club on Thanksgiving Day. How about any? I don't. You know, the Atlanta Falcons. Well, a good game. Atlanta. With all due respect to my fine friends in the great city of Atlanta, forget that ball club. Until they change ownership of that team, something happens. I don't know what's going to happen, but something's got to happen, and it better be good. That ball club just ain't going no place. And they had, like, what, three years ago, they actually go to the Super Bowl, which everybody now thinks is a fluke. And Dan Reeves came into town, you know, and they had their high expectations, big hopes. Everybody thinks it's a fluke. That's the respect those guys get. So anyway, I'm going to have these two birds on the grill, and I pray to God it works out okay. But the guy that I bought the barbecue from is this Pakistani cat. Now, few of you I trust would buy a barbecue from a Pakistani, but I did. Because this guy knows his stuff, and he's got a great place out in Woodland Hills, and a very nice guy, and we called him up. And I said, hi, this is Phil Hendry.
I don't know.
Well, I'm the guy that bought the big, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
I said, so what's it about?
Well, you take the butter, you shove it up there, you know, I shove it up there.
He's talking about shoving something up there.
And, you know, just do it.
And so Maria took all these notes. I got to have a pan of water in the bottom of the thing. I got to have a, some other crap. Oh, baste it every, all kinds of stuff. So I'm the guy that's in charge of doing the cooking on Thursday. And, I, you know, I think it'll turn out probably pretty bad. And, you know, I'm scared, but what the hell? Everybody's counting on me now. I'm the guy that had to open my big mouth, see? That's what happens. Yeah, and we can do turkeys on this, too! That was in the middle of August, when it was months away. See? You can even cut turkey. Do you think we can do one for Sure, we can do one for Thanksgiving. Well, who's going to do that? I'll do it. I know all about it. All I got to do is read up on it. Well, are you sure, Philip? I mean, it's a long way. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it, baby. August 1st, I remember saying that. Oh, yeah! I better start cramming now. Go home and read up on that thing. Well, it did say something about cleaning out a grease tray, but I ain't been able to find that yet. Said there's a grease tray I got to find somewhere. And putting a pan of water down in the bottom of the thing with a hot gas burner underneath. I don't, you know, oh, well. Oh, I know what the guy said. He said the first hour, have it on the lower burner, then you turn it on the back burner because that's an infrared thing. Whatever, okay? Barbecuing a turkey is a vanity that people in the warm weather states engage in. And you guys that are in cold weather states, you know what? I don't blame you if right now you're telling me to shut my big fat mouth because have I found the on-off switch, Craig is asking. No, I haven't. That barbecue's been on since July. 4 acres are burned behind my house. But it is a vanity that we engage in out here, and I guess I'm just going to have to go through with it now. God, I hope to God it's warm. What's the temperature supposed to be on Thanksgiving? I understand it's snowing in Buffalo, but then this ain't Buffalo. It's what, 85 and beachy? Great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.